This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June 13. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says there, "Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you." End of quote. Today's Bible insight come in a context of the need for humility toward one another, verses 5 to 6. However, humility toward one another would not come naturally. The previous verses say it will be possible only if you humble yourself to be under the mighty hand of God. In other words, vertical humility to God is a prerequisite for a successful and sustaining horizontal humility toward one another. If an ongoing humility toward God characterizes your nature and you position yourself to be under the mighty hand of God, then the horizontal constant humility becomes easily attainable. Beloved, now why we should be humble to God and place ourselves under the mighty hand of God? Because of the knowledge that God opposes the proud and gives favor to the humble. End of God. Verse 5c. You see, this knowledge about God is essential. Understanding God's nature helps you to humble yourself under the hand of God. The context here also says the result of humbling ourselves under God. What is the result? God will lift you up in due time. In the end, those who humble under the mighty hand of God reaps the good and excellent rewards from Him, don't they? First, we know God's character because He is opposed to the proud and gives favor to the humble. Here is the beginning point. Second, we know when we humble under the hand of God, then it becomes easy to show humility to others. Third, the result of humility to God is this: He will lift you up in due time. Fourth, when we place ourselves under the mighty hand of God and have the nature of humility toward one another, there is a chance for anxieties developing in us. Young and adult believers would face this because, being a child of God, we do not use man's weapons and words. Those times, cast your anxieties, all your anxieties, on God because He cares for you. Do you see the connections here now? Our today's insight says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Beloved, God has thousands of ways, thousands and thousands of ways and connections to solve your anxieties and issues when you do not have even one in front of you. Therefore, the insight is this: cast all your anxiety on God. He cares for you, and He is better equipped and knowledgeable to resolve your issues. Because you decided to place yourself under the mighty hand of God, thereby showing humility to God, then do not try to resolve the issues by your efforts or works without discussing with Him. God has better interests and plans for you. He promised He would lift you up in due time, didn't He? You see, God can turn your sadness into gladness. He can turn your anxieties into brand new opportunities you never imagined. People's hearts and all resources are at His disposal. You see, He turns those the way He wants to spin it. Therefore, just cast your anxiety on Him in prayer. Let God sort out a solution to your problems and worries. The promise is He will act on your behalf. He will not be idle and allow things to develop without His influence. Being a fisherman, Peter uses a fishing word here. A fisherman never knows what type of fish he's going to catch. You see, a fisherman has no clue of the outcome, but in faith he cast his net. You do the same thing. Cast your anxieties to God. He will go to work on your behalf and lift you up and reward you in the best and surprising ways. You will be amazed to see the results and glorify and worship Him. How do we cast our anxiety on God? Philippians